That was Submit to You, the new single from singer-songwriter Intelligent Diva. And I'm delighted to be joined by Intelligent Diva, otherwise known as Chintzia, on the line. Hello, Chintzia.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yeah, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. I'm not liking this lockdown, but we have to do what we have to do. Stay safe.
We absolutely do. Okay. Well, let's talk about you and your musical career. Let's go back to the beginning. When did you first develop an interest in music?
Oh, ever since I was 9 years old. I actually started in the gospel choir at church. And then I continued through high school and junior high school in the choir. We had chorus, and then we also had community choirs here in Jacksonville, Florida. And then that extended until after I became an adult. I say I actually was in Europe for about 4 years at the age of 18. Okay. And I started singing in a background group over in Europe. So I continued that. So it's been a while. I love it.
Is gospel something that I imagine it's very much part of the community and very much part of everybody's childhood, I would imagine, is it?
Yes, yes. It's a foundation.
Sure.
I like to call it a foundation for music.
Was there any other music you were listening to? Were you listening to pop music or R&B as well and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. I was listening to pop music. So I also listened to a lot of R&B. So I would say, like, back in the day, I love Mary J. Blige. Mm. I'm her biggest fan. She just doesn't know it, but now she will. Anita Baker. I like a lot of R&B groups from the 90s. In Vogue, of course, because I'm in the chorus. So I like Escape, In Vogue, a lot of those people. And then also I like a lot of the guys, too. So I like your Boys to Men for their harmony. Mm-hmm. You know, I like a lot of the R&B groups from the 90s. And then I have a few favorites now. It'll be a long list that we'll be here all day if I name
Well, them all. That's why you're here and that's why we're here, because it's a love of music that brings everybody together, isn't it? These artists, they're your inspirations. They're people who inspired you to start performing yourself?
Oh, yes. They started me to. I love the harmony. So all of the girl groups, of course, sparked that interest. And then on top of that, I got into the rap later on, believe it or not. When I got into high school, I was a part of a Spanish class, and I won a Jacksonville First Coast Writers Festival, which would have given me a scholarship to go to college in Spain as a foreign exchange student. But my mother wouldn't let me go.
No.
So I got into a lot of writing and rap then. So, yeah.
And obviously, being in Florida, big Hispanic music scene there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame you couldn't make it to Spain. Now, if you had to pick one record that had a massive effect on you, what would it be?
One of my records or another record?
Another record, a record that you played over and over.
I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
good choice.
Got me through a lot back in the day.
Now, you're mainly a singer, songwriter. Are you a musician as well? Did you ever play any instruments?
No, I'll tell you a funny story, though. I never played any instruments, but I did have a keyboard. I never actually learned physically how to play the keyboard where I could pluck a tune, you know, and I took music appreciation so I could read music, but I could play it well enough so you could understand what I was saying, what I was playing. So I went into, I joined the band actually about eighth or ninth grade. And because I could play songs on my Casio keyboard, you know, I did not intend to be in advanced class. I was supposed to be in a beginner's class. And I went into the band class and then I was going to play the flute.
Oh.
And so they said, well, I need someone to play me a scale. Well, I was around a bunch of musicians, so I knew how to play a scale. But when they got ready to ask us to play a whole song, I couldn't do it. So I said, I need to be in advanced class. I wasn't intended to be in the, you know, basically the beginner's class for chorus. But, you know, you're talking about music here for, you know, being able to play an instrument. I think I need to switch camps right now.
So we're concentrating on the voice now. That's the main thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about Submit to You. Is that a song with a message?
Oh, yeah. So basically, I work a lot. So I feel like, you know, within relationships, they do take a toll. I work in IT, so I have a technology background. Mm. We work long hours. And so a lot of families, working families, you know, you actually may have times where you're not able to pay attention to your loved ones. They sort of feel left out, your significant others, you know. And so therefore, one of my boyfriend actually inspired that song. And so he would say little things because I'm like, I'm tired. I've been working like all day. He said, I don't care. I'm coming over there and I'm going to be there. We're going to have to make time. We're going to make this work. and he has a job where he works a lot of hours too. So a lot of the things I say in the song are actually true. So when I say meet me in the garage butt naked with some J's on, it's true. It actually happened. He's like, I'm gonna be there in the garage waiting for you butt naked with some J's on. I said, okay. So I told him, I said, you know what, all of these things, I'm gonna put it into the song. I want to inspire couples to keep their relationship spicy, you know, and make sure that you, sometimes men want women to be the aggressor, you know. And so, therefore, I think by us being the aggressor, I think it's interesting to them, you know, because if we don't do it, they can go out and find somebody else to do it. I don't want him to go to the strip club. I got everything he needs right here.
How did he feel about putting it all in a song?
Oh, it was fun. I loved it. I didn't actually think I could do it, but I said, you know, it worked. I had fun recording it in the studio. The guys in the studio, I record all my songs at Century Studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm. And it's awkward because the guy who's the owner of it, Aaron Bean, he's a jazz musician. And so he's listening to me do rap. And yeah. I also sing. And he's like, oh, my goodness, did she just say that? Did she just say it? So he made it funny. So I had to record it like several times without laughing, you know, because it was funny. But it was all true. So I had a blast.
Oh, it's obviously a fun song. And it's your second single, is that right? Because you released another song, which I can only guess is a fun song, if you call it Boy Shorts. So what's the story behind that?
Once again, inspired by my boyfriend. So a lot of times, you know, we be in the house because we're working from home. Sometimes I work from home. He doesn't. But while I'm working, I'll be around the house, and I like actually wearing lingerie, you know. So because I have meetings, you know, sometimes I have my lingerie, I have my boy shorts on, but I have a cute top at the top. So I said that's one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to get a lingerie line with boy shorts and crop tops. I think it'll be a hit. But anyway, he would say to me, "Get up, let me see you walk over there. Just walk." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, just walk. He's like, you just so sexy. I just love everything about you. And I just love those boy shorts. So I said, really? I like my boy shorts too. You know, so he's like, I just appreciate it so much, you know. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put in a song. I want to write a song about it. Here it goes.
So your boyfriend is actually the inspiration for, he's going to be the inspiration for a lot of your songs going forward, is he? Do you think?
Kind of. It'll be like a blend. He's the inspiration of some, but then there's also that time period where you don't get to see them. So you'll hear more about that when I get into my EP. Mm. I do have a new single that's dropping this Friday.
Okay.
Called Sexy Walk. And that's more about fashion because I love clothes and, you know, hair and everything. So it's all about fashion.
Okay, so you got a new EP coming out. Are you still sort of writing and trying to record the best you can at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, prolifically, would you say? Have you written a lot of songs?
Oh, yeah. I have about actually 365 in my catalog.
Oh, wow.
I'm just releasing them like one by one. So the third single will come out Friday, and then after that it will be the EP.
Oh, right. Any album plans or anything?
Yeah, there'll be an album in the future. I'm also happy to say that Sexy Walk is a song that's going to be featured in a movie called Flint Tale, which is hopefully going to be on Netflix very soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so a lot of work put into these songs.
Yeah, sounds like there's a lot going in. Have you, I mean, it's very difficult at the moment to talk about performing live, of course, with venues being closed and that kind of thing, but have you got plans later in the year maybe to take some of the material out and get it in front of people on the road?
Oh, yeah, already. And first place I want to come is London.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. That's we need more people coming over and playing live here. The more the better.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, I mean, have you actually played over in Europe before? I know you said you used to live in Europe.
Yeah, I've been mainly in different parts of Germany. Dexheim, Germany is where I was. And then there was Frankfurt a lot, Wiesbaden, Maine. Yeah, so mainly on that side of Europe. I never got a chance to visit London. I want to. I went to Paris. But I look forward to being able to get to London very soon.
Oh, fantastic. That's what we like to hear. So what does the future hold in store for Intelligent Diva, other than releasing 362 more songs?
I would like each one of my songs, I kind of want to, it's going to be tied to another business venture. So like a clothing line, I see that coming in the future. A shoe line, I see that coming in the future. I want to write more songs for film, music, and television. So a lot of the songs I write, I try to think of them in a commercial way of how they can be utilized, like Sexy Welcome. I picture that on like a New York fashion runway, like, you know, a big, huge fashion show. So I want to get to more of that, producing possibly, also helping out other artists. So right now, everything that you hear from me, that you see from me, is all original. So I have a lot of people that are basically not working right now due to the furlough, but I have engaged them into my project, so I'm actually paying them to do work because they're very talented people. So I would like to do more business ventures like that with business entrepreneurs like myself.
Sounds like you've got a very busy year ahead of you, which is absolutely brilliant. Cynthia, it was great to chat on the phone today. Please keep in touch with us about your future projects, and good luck with all the new music when it comes out. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.